This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Opportunity for you to investigate and listen and yak a little bit with your friends about what's going on air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria. And you can follow the program on Twitter at DJV Show, at Jennifer Horn, at On Air Victoria, at C. Schillen, at Doug Steffen. And certainly, if you want to like us on Facebook.com/DJV Show, help yourself. We are into a new chapter of Great American Radio. Get that, Jennifer?
Yeah.
A new chapter. American radio. I believe the president said last night we were in a new chapter of American
greatness.
That's it. All right, so let's see what we can do to make things better or greater. I find it interesting to take the advice of a lot of people. There was a report that was issued over the weekend as to yet the findings of the National Transportation Safety Board on another train accident that involved the engineer not paying attention to his job, but rather tweeting. So here's the latest example of that. Never mind operating heavy machinery or driving or whatever it is. Now you can add to the list, don't tweet when you're handing out the world's most prestigious movie award, because that's what happened.
I think that's true, yeah.
The guy who was handling these cards, Brian Cullinan is his name. He works for Pricewaterhouse Buffnick, or whatever the name of the company is. And so he was tweeting pictures of the celebrities from his iPhone and not paying attention to who was up. And, of course, we all know the rest of the story. Mm. Whether a guy gets fired, I didn't see whether he got fired or not. But he made a mistake and made movie and television history. 3 minutes of the biggest goof. And that's how long this whole thing lasted. They have television cameras and everybody running around. It took 3 minutes for him to figure out this guy gave him the wrong envelope because he was tweeting to all of his friends pictures
look
of the stars.
Look at me, right?
Yeah, right.
He was actually,
look at me, I'm fired.
Wasn't he tweeting a picture or taking a picture of Emma Stone as he handed the Emma Stone envelope,
yes,
which was wrong, to the people doing the best picture?
Right. His now deleted tweet bearing a photo of Emma Stone taken and sent by Mr. Cullinan. And so, anyway, this is
world's most infamous accountant at this point.
Yeah.
Maybe besides someone who worked
pay
for Al Capone.
Pay attention to your job, for God's sakes. That's what you get paid for. Do your job. Hello, duh. Anyway.
Do you think it was on purpose?
What's right?
Do you think it was on purpose?
They did that on purpose?
Well, I mean, the ratings were kind of bleh. I mean, I think people
expected
the ratings.
When they,
I think they
point.
Probably expected it, though. I mean, there was a lot of people who were turned off by the political stuff, and maybe the movies weren't that well seen this year.
Ooh.
Do they think maybe this, I mean, because it definitely got him more views on social media.
But how would they know what the ratings, they don't have the information about minute by minute as to the ratings.
Just spice it up, though, you know.
No. What I
don't
know
think
is,
they would have chosen a vehicle like Warren Beatty. I think they would have done, if they were going to do something like that, it would have been a real bit that they would have perfected. I mean, this was just, you know, a train wreck. So I don't think that this was planned.
Yeah, so was there a real envelope? Because, I mean, this was a duplicate of an earlier one.
They had duplicates of all of them.
Okay.
Apparently they have two envelopes.
Cool. That makes sense.
Yeah, right.
Wait, my mom actually said...
They had two envelopes of the right one, and he missed both of those?
Yeah. But yeah. My mom said it was funny that she noticed, and she and a girlfriend were talking about how this was the first Oscars that she could remember where they didn't parade the two people out on stage with the locked briefcases, and it ended up being the one time that they messed it up. They need to bring those dudes back.
Yeah.
Bring them back. 11 after the hour, DJV experience. The National Park System is suffering from its own success. Yellowstone National Park, as an example, growing in numbers that now exceed 3.3 million people a year. And this is why, by the way, if those of you who haven't been there, have you all been to Yellowstone?
No, I never have. Oh, I've always wanted to go.
It's beautiful.
Oh, my God. What a great place. You marvel at the wildlife, the mountains, the rivers.
And the geysers.
The geysers are amazing. A geological curiosity like you've never seen before. There's some volcanic mud pots that you can see. It's just an amazing thing to take in. But the fact that Park Service said that the maximum the park could take in normal terms is about 2.2 million people a year, and they've exceeded that by a third. Now, so what does that mean? You don't get to see a grizzly bear. You don't get to see Old Faithful. What it means is, like with lots of others, especially in the summertime when there are hordes of tourists who are all over the place, you can't, you know, you think, here's this great big huge park so we can go take our time and see what we want. Nope. You have to wait in line in some places for an hour or more. There are water lines that, you know, if you don't bring your water in, you gotta get a drink, that sort of thing. So they're looking to increase their budget by $30 million a year. And what I'm trying to figure out is what they're gonna do with it. Well, what is $30 million a year? It's not gonna create any more geysers. Can you get more services maybe there? I'm not sure. But in this age where the Trumpster doesn't want to add budget money to these sorts of things. This is one of the pieces of the American pie, if you will, that people want to be able to have access to, especially during our vacation time, spring, summer, and fall. And so the feds now have to figure out how to repair. They have infrastructure problems there like you do. I want to know, what in the name of heaven do these people do with all the money that they get from us? If the infrastructure is falling apart on the roads and the bridges and the national parks are falling apart, what are they doing with all this money? Anybody want to venture a guess? I don't have an answer other than doing what they're supposed to be doing with it. They want more, more, more. And by the way, the fees to visit, supposedly these parks are self-sustaining. So when you pay, how much does it cost to get into Yellowstone? $10? I don't even know.
I haven't been there since I was a kid.
Yeah. But whatever it isn't enough. And so now they want more tax money in order to build up the infrastructure so people don't have to wait in line, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. I don't know. It's so frustrating when you get down to brass tacks. Here's our beautiful national park system, and the crowds are, we have more people living here. Maybe it's another attestation to the fact that we're too big, there are too many people here, and it just can't be managed. Is that it? Is that what the problem is? Ay-yay-yay-yay-yay-yay. Okay, food for thought. Speaking of food, it's time for food news. Boy, are you going to like this news today.
Uh-oh.
Sponsored by the folks who are responsible for these new Tasty Lee tomatoes. Tasty Lee, TASTI-Lee. Tasty Lee tomatoes, man, are they good. Vine ripened. 50% more lycopene. Does anybody want to look up lycopene?
It's really good for you.
Tell us what it really is. I know it's good for you, but why? What is lycopene?
Just because I say so, and I play doctor on the radio.
Yes.
Okay, lycopene, you want to know?
Yes, please. Yes, I would like that.
All right. It's
Tasty Lee tomatoes.
Seven benefits. How about this?
Seven benefits of lycopene.
There we go. Yep. I knew if I looked hard enough, we'd find it.
Yes.
It's one of the most powerful antioxidants in the world. Did you know that? Mm-hmm. It helps prevent cancer. Keeps your eyes healthy. Boy, we need that.
Yeah.
Let's see. It alleviates neuropathic. How do you say it? Neuropathic?
Neuropathy.
It's neuropathy, but neuropathic pain is how they say it.
Right.
So if you have, if you suffer from neuropathy, yes, then this is a good thing.
That would
be interesting.
When your nervous system is not working properly.
That's right. Sometimes if you have diabetes, you have problems, that sort of thing. HIV can cause that as well. It's good for your brain. It helps with the progression of Alzheimer's, et cetera, and it improves heart health.
Hey, hold on a second. Can we restate that? It helps
delay.
Everybody's a critic. You knew what I meant, right?
Yeah, right. Okay. I just want to make sure we get it right.
Improves heart health, and it keeps your bones strong.
The American Heart
Any more insults you'd like to hurl in my direction, sir?
No,
I don't know if that lycopene will prevent that.
Lycopene
is also great when you take one of the tasty tomatoes and just put it in your co-host's mouth.
Or throw some tomatoes.
Prevent snarky comments.
Right.
All right. Okay. Calm down. The American Heart Association is certified that this product, these tasty lead tomatoes, are heart healthy, heart friendly. Tasty lead tomatoes taste like you grew up on the farm, and these came right out of the garden. So think of that. I love little tomato, some Ken salad dressing, Italian dressing, that and the cucumber, and I'm in heaven, man. I love that. I look for them this time of year. I'm fine with us having now been exposed to these tomatoes, and you can be exposed to them, too, in a number of different ways. If you want a healthy, happy life, juicy, garden-fresh, tasty lead tomatoes are certainly a big key. It's a good snack. It's a good health food. It's great on salad. It's great everywhere. So go to Tasty. It's Tasty with an I, by the way. T-A-S-T-I with an I. TastyLee.com. You can order them, and they'll ship them to you if you'd like. Or you can also find them at your favorite grocery store. You'll find them labeled there. And if you don't find them, ask for them by name. Tasty Lee, T-A-S-T-I-Lee. Tasty Lee tomatoes. But order them online. You'll probably have fun with that. Tasty with an I. TastyLee.com. All right, so let's get to the Yugga Buggas here. We've been grumbling, or not grumbling, but the ladies behind the scenes have been noticing that there are a lot of stories today about chicken sandwiches. If you think that a chicken sandwich you order at Subway today is foul tasting, get it? Get it? Foul tasting?
Do we have any barnyard noises, Kara, we can play?
Just open Doug's window.
Thank you. That's for the smell. It's not necessarily for the...
you don't have cows out there mooing?
No, not at the moment. No. And besides, cows don't smell like fowl. They don't smell like chickens. There's a study out today. Half of Subway's oven-roasted patty is made with chicken. The other half is made with guacabunga. I think that's an official 53.6% has the chicken patties has... some kind of stuff that isn't
it's
chicken.
It's a soy mix.
Yes, it is.
Which
and
is
it's not
really...
Just... Go ahead.
I was going to say, soy, I mean, I don't know that a lot of men realize this, but too much soy, like if you eat a lot of McDonald's chicken sandwiches, and not actually, McDonald's was in the 80s percentile, I think, but if you're going to Subway and you're eating Subway chicken and you're a guy, you should really, like... Give yourself a Google. Yeah, because that's really harmful to eat that much soy. And if you're somebody who grabs a fast food sandwich all the time and you think you're being healthy, and it's also for women, too. You got to watch your soy intake. It's very, very dangerous.
You want to have babies. You don't want to be ingesting soy.
Right.
You know,
so
I was actually... I was a little disturbed when I saw this story. I went, oh, gosh, it's not chicken. But isn't it better maybe to have the soy than it is to have some of the weird parts of the chicken that might be part of the other establishment?
Well, it's better to have real
chicken mix,
period, like Chick-fil-A. Hello, you'll notice Chick-fil-A is not on. I'm not selling Chick-fil-A, but you won't see them on any of these lists because they really are using chicken. McDonald's is on the list.
Though.
Wendy's is on the list. Horton's is on the list. Subway's on the list. Arby's, A&W, yada, yada, yada.
Does Tim Hortons sell a lot of chicken? Because I always just think of them in terms of donuts and coffee.
Donuts, that's what I think
But anyway, and the reason that KFC is called KFC is because it's not Kentucky Fried Chicken, it's Kentucky Fried Crap. So they don't want to call it that, that's why they call it KFC. Because what you're eating is the stuff they wrap around whatever the ligaments are and the bones that they've chewed up and whatever else is in that stuff. So, yes, enjoy
that's
that.
That's horrible.
Well, it's...
that's awful.
It is horrible, but that's what you're eating. You're going to eat that stuff. All right, ladies and gentlemen, you can count on hearing first, fast, and factual food news here. 21 past the hour with DJV.
Many medicines used to treat colds and flu contain acetaminophen, a pain reliever and fever reducer found in hundreds of over-the-counter and prescription medicines. But taking too much or more than one medication containing acetaminophen per day can damage your liver. So always read the label and don't take acetaminophen if you drink three or more alcoholic drinks every day. To learn more, visit fda.gov/OTC pain info. A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services Food and Drug Administration.
All right, guys. We're ready for our four-season sunroom, and Daddy's going to get a rec room with refreshments.
Oh, no. We'll be sleeping under the stars.
Mom, what about the one with, you know, the fun?
Nice try, little bro. It's a gym. My gym.
Hey, Grandma's getting her Four Seasons garden room. Weather tight and still like being outdoors.
Maybe a living room. Oh, no. Wait. A family hub.
Yeah!
No matter what the budget, the season, or the climate, four-season sunrooms let you and your family enjoy the outdoors inside. Call now to hear more about these great offers from the premier manufacturer of sunrooms since 1975.
More reasons for four seasons now.
To find out more, call toll-free 800-848-6333. That's 800-848-6333.
Have you ever wanted a shortcut to getting the underground secrets to making money online and seriously grow your business? Whether it's a new business, a part-time income, or an existing business, you have this incredible limited offer to get a copy of this Amazon best-selling book on .com success for free. Uncover the success factors to make your business ignite. Go to secretsignite.com. That's secretsignite.com. Get your free copy now. Go to secretsignite.com.
Sound like Gaga. Gaga.
Everybody get crazy. This is the queen. Ancient Mesopotamian sun goddess, also known as Beyonce.
All right, so Beyonce, we start the story of Lady Gaga replacing Beyonce with a Beyonce song. She's El Pregnante. So, as we announced here yesterday or the day before, I can't remember, Beyonce is Gonzo from Coachella, and Gaga will fill in for her, at least on Saturday nights of April 15th and 22nd, at the Polo Grounds in Indio, which is south of Palm Springs, about 30 miles. They're finalizing plans to bring in Gaga's big stage production. Imagine what kind of a big deal this is going to be.
And, I mean, this story kind of broke the internet yesterday because no one expected Gaga to be the one to take over for Beyonce. Everyone thought it would be Jay-Z or maybe Rihanna or somebody like that, but this is huge. And for the people who already have tickets, I'm assuming most of them are pretty happy.
Yeah.
All right, so Gaga is going to, she attracts an audience of her own, but how disruptive is this? The other side of it is if she's got all of this stuff, what does that do to the functioning of the rest of the Coachella crowd?
Oh, it'll be fine. I mean, these fairgrounds are gigantic. The stage is gigantic. Anything that she would want to do will be totally fine there.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
All right, so she's going to be, she's kicking off her world tour August 1st. At Rogers Arena in Vancouver, and then she's going to be in Las Vegas. She's going to be at the Forum, right, for three nights?
Yeah.
And then she's going to Wrigley Field and City Field, New York, and Fenway Park here in Boston.
I'm surprised she's doing all the baseball parks.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, she obviously could be doing Giant Stadium or MetLife Stadium or whatever it's called this week, and then, you know, or big stadiums like that, but she's choosing smaller ballparks.
What do you mean smaller ballparks? You get 15,000, 16,000 into...
Yeah, but that's not 85,000 at Giant Stadium.
Yeah. All right. Well, maybe it's not that intimate. Speaking of Rihanna, all right, so we got Gaga and Beyonce. Nobody confuses these three. Rihanna has been honored by the folks at the Harvard Foundation for Interculture and Race Relations. They honored her work for the help that she's given to charities in Barbados, which is where she comes from. She got the Harvard Humanitarian of the Year Award, thanking the university for the honor. And she was pretty inspiring. She said, quote, "So I made it to Harvard. Never thought I'd be able to say that in my life, but it feels good."
Is she
good.
A big deal anymore, girls? I'll throw this out to Kara and to Victoria, because she was a really big deal for a long time. I feel like that's sort of cooled. I think she's about to launch another world tour from her last album, which gave her a bunch of hits. So, yeah, I think she's absolutely still.
Yeah, I think she thinks she's a big deal.
I don't think that at all about her.
People think she's a big deal besides her.
Yeah, I don't think she thinks she's a big deal.
She said, "I would think to my..." Well, she should. Everybody should have confidence in themselves. "I would think to myself, I wonder how many 25 cents I could save up to save all the children in Africa. And I would say to myself, when I grow up and I get rich, I'm going to save kids all over the world." I didn't just know that I would be in a position at that time. I was a teenager. So, good for her. All right, let's get to TLC, the Learning Channel news for today. They have started... All right, so I said when I saw TLC, I thought it was the Learning Channel. They all gave me a lot of starch. You know how disrespectful that is. Anyway, the...
You're disrespecting TLC.
TLC has a Kickstarter campaign to do what? They want to... They've already raised $150,000. What are they doing with the money?
They made a new album.
Using Kickstarter.
Yeah,
really?
a lot of artists do that, yeah.
They're doing it now. I thought they were pretty good, though. Why do they need Kickstarter?
Well, they haven't been had an album in 2002, right? I think it was the last album.
Yeah. Sure. Well, yeah, but they had a Kickstarter, and they raised all this money, and then it was like a year and a half that nobody saw anything happening. So I think they're finally releasing it this year.
Finally.
Yeah, finally.
I love that word. Yeah, finally. All right, 28 past the hour. Let's hear it for the Learning Channel.
Hi, I'm Warren Eckstein with the Pet Show Tip of the Day. You know, there's nothing more detrimental to the human-animal relationship than misconception. Too many guardians interpret a pet's behavior in human terms and never stop to think about what the pet is really doing and, even more importantly, why. The most important lesson you can learn as a pet therapist or a pet guardian is the value of stopping and thinking before you yell or punish a pet for what you see as an infraction. Examine every possible reason for your dog or cat's behavior. If I had a nickel for every client over the years who began a session by saying, "Warren, my dog is just plain stupid," I would retire a long time ago. In 9 out of 10 cases, it's neither stupidity nor is it spite. It's the guardian's inflexibility and his persistence in seeing a problem only from one angle. Can you imagine if dogs didn't have an open mind, more of an open mind than we had? We very often correct our dogs for behavior that's normal to them. So understand your pet's behavior. Understand their body language. Understand their noises, and you'll have a much, much stronger relationship. And you'll be fair to your pet. I'm Warren Eckstein.
Want the look of hardwood, but not the worry of water? Get the best selection of Woodlook waterproof floors, up to 34% off, at Lumber Liquidator's Spring Flooring Sale. Choose from more than 60 varieties of Woodlook tile, vinyl plank, and new Click Ceramic Plank. And get new Dream Home X2O highly water-resistant laminate at introductory prices. More from 69 cents and special financing. Bring on the spring showers. We've got you covered with incredible deals on waterproof floors and more at the Spring Flooring Sale at Lumber Liquidator's.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-340-5528. That's 800-340-5528. Again, 800-340-5528.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Warning! If you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-958-9659. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-958-9659. That's 1-800-958-9659. 1-800-958-9659.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
After the hour, how do you do? I do well, thank you. I am Doug Steffen. The ladies do well as well. I hope you think that that's the case. That's why they're here. Jennifer Horn is here, and Kara Schillen is at the controls in our studio in Washington. And yes, ladies and gentlemen, Victoria Keelan is here to observe and comment the facts. Okay, so the fact is there's probably nothing that you can buy that'll make you happy forever, for a long time. I mean, think about it for a second. Think about what you buy. Your dresses, even the food, the house you live in. And because we tend to think in America, especially, that it's what is outside that counts. We buy bigger things, more things. We get the thrill of going shopping. Maybe we have some plastic surgery. I don't know, whatever it is. And you think you're going to be better because you look better, but that's not what happens. If you are going to fill yourself up, may I suggest you fill yourself up from inside and not focus on the wrong thing? And we all know we're very judgmental. I had a dream about this last night. That's why I'm talking about it. I dreamt about being judgmental about stuff, because sometimes I've been very wrong in my judgments about people. I'm trying to get away from being judgmental. It's a very difficult art. It's a skill that you acquire because it's so easy for us to be judgmental. It's some people become dependent on being judgmental. And so when you get that way, think about that car that you're driving while you're driving. I drive a nice car. I like driving a nice car. I like to be comfortable. I enjoy it. I don't buy it because people will be impressed with it. I buy it because I think I deserve it. I had a lot of junky cars and trucks and stuff for years. And even though I might not actually be able to afford it, I really like having a nice car to drive around in. And so that's one thing. I don't know that I think it's superficial. It just sort of suits me. And then I look at myself, though, and you hear me talking about this stuff from time to time. I randomly go off on toots like this dream I had last night being judgmental. And yeah, we look at people and how they dress, and we think yay or nay when it comes to their dress. We think about the way their makeup may, hair, the kind of, whatever it is. We make up our mind. I was talking about Ryan Gosling's sister. And how the social media seems to be fascinated with her since Sunday night. And I don't know what she's like, but she's very attractive. And is that what has appealed to people about her? Do they know what she's like, or do they just find her attractive?
I don't. Is she an actress? Do we know anything about her?
I don't even know.
Yeah.
No, I don't know. She was just accompanying Ryan because his wife had a baby. So she was the date. And if you look around social media today, you'd think there was nothing else going on in the world. And the dress was kind of revealing. Maybe that was it. So, it's food for thought. You must all get there someplace, sometime, somehow.
Sometimes things seem a little trivial and superficial,
yeah.
I think, that we get concerned with. And you're right. I mean, as much as that immediate fix is with the new outfit or something like that, it's a little easier to go shopping than it is to look inside.
You know what, though, Jennifer?
Check under the hood.
Here's another example of that. You and I and your father love to go to Bob's Big Boy.
We do.
Over on Sunland and have a great meal. I don't care what the food. People say, Bob's Big Boy.
Why are you going there?
Yeah, I go to Ruth's
Chris Steakhouse. It's a great restaurant, that's why.
It's a nice place. And we all are ourselves and we feel comfortable and we always have a good meal. So what is there to judge? Why don't you go to Ruth's Chris Steakhouse? Because I don't like steak, number one. And number two, I don't have to be there to be with my friends. As long as we're not going to get, we're not going to a Subway and get a chicken sandwich, then we're all set.
This actually leads into a little something this weekend.
Yes.
I don't, I'm a Catholic. I identify as a Catholic. I admit I do not go to church as often as I should or I'd like to because it's meaningful to me. I mean, we can make fun. I know, Doug, organized religion isn't your thing, but
I've gone to church the last three Sundays in a row.
Yeah, it's meaningful to me when you can actually get something from it. And so I spent the last couple of weekends in Palm Springs seeing my grandparents, and we went to this Catholic church in Palm Desert this last weekend. And this place is absolutely phenomenal. They have traffic cops. I mean, when do you see that at a Catholic church? Getting people in and out of the mass because there are so many people that go to this church. And part of it is that this priest is absolutely amazing in taking the gospel and making it relevant when he does his homily. He actually makes it relevant to your life, and it's so refreshing, and I wish Catholic churches everywhere would take a page from his book. But he took a letter from Paul to the Corinthians, and he turned it into a sermon about critics and about how there are so many critics in your life. Mm-hmm. And it's just so funny how you can be in a place and you know you're supposed to be there and you know you're supposed to be hearing something. And that was my experience over the weekend. And he was saying that, critics are the only person, obviously, we have to really worry about answering to is ourselves and to God. And that people like to criticize a lot for whatever reason, whether it makes them feel better or whatever. But the response to them is, wow. If you took the time to criticize me, you must really care a lot, so thanks for caring.
Yeah,
and,
that's good. Maybe that's what we can say about Trump. Can we say that about Trump?
Yeah,
people criticizing him really care?
Well, I think people who criticize care about the country, of course.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, that's great. That's very good. Thank you.
That's not interesting. So say thank you and then say, I got this.
Thank you. Well, I went to bed last night worrying about money. I was thinking about a bunch of other stuff, and I went to bed thinking about, how am I going to do this and how am I going to do that? Because I got a little business, and things are tight, and you mess around, and you push. Everybody does the same thing. You're going to bed at night sometimes, okay, how am I going to pay the mortgage? How am I going to do this? How am I going to do that? And then I woke up this morning to the nicest letter from somebody who's an advertiser telling us how fabulously well we were doing. And I thought, okay, thank you. And that's there is an answer oftentimes to the concerns that you have if you present them the right way. I think that that's part of it. And always attacking and being angry, everybody and everything has something to like. And probably on the reverse side, everybody and everything is perhaps distracting. Maybe there's something that isn't good or the best about a person or a thing. And then we, you know, you kind of modify it a little bit. I think I was thinking that a little, and I don't mean to, certainly Trump is not my focus or the reason for saying this, but I did think that it was a good strike to change the immigration order to remove Iraqis from the list of countries whose citizens face the travel ban. I don't know whether I think there are other countries that ought to come off of it or it ought to be done differently, but at least, you know, they're looking at it. They didn't do it well. It was handled very badly. And it still is being handled badly by some of these flatfoots that work for the Customs Bureau and Border Patrol and people who have got too much power and they don't have any brains. So they stumble and fumble and bumble and make a mess of things. But on the other side of it is there's a I think it's hard to think of someone or a group of is totally heartless. I just think there's some good in everyone. Even somebody loves Saddam Hussein. Good God, imagine that. Somebody loved.
Did someone, though?
Somebody must somewhere love the guy.
Yeah, everybody's got a mother.
What about Kim Jong-un, right?
Yeah, maybe we can make an exception for him.
You have to love him, otherwise you end up dispatched rather quickly.
All right, let's get to the sports room, the sports desk, the sports news with Biff Keelan and Biff Horn. Who's going to take the Dale Earnhardt story? Getting a lot of attention at the Daytona 500 this past Sunday. This looks like a story for you, Jen.
All right. Well, yeah, you think NASCAR and country music,
yes,
right?
I think that. Yes, I do. Thank you.
NASCAR is very big in my family, but have to admit I don't follow too much of it. But Dale Earnhardt Jr., who I do know, by the way, big, big star, he got a lot of attention this weekend during the Daytona 500. That was a big race that happened Sunday after he had a crash that ultimately knocked him out of the race. And this
knocked
was his first.
Out.
Yeah, that's right.
Out?
Yeah.
Well, no, he was disqualified.
Right.
But didn't he get his head hit or something?
Well, he did last summer, and he missed half of the 2016 season. So this was his first race back after having this concussion. Yep. So during his Dale Jr. Download podcast on Tuesday, he took a couple of minutes to explain the in-car eye test that he's done with the doctor in the past. He explained that after the recovery and the rehab period following his concussion last year, he's now very self-aware and has a better understanding of things that he can do to help determine the state of his health. He said one of those very simple things that he does is his eye test, where you take the end of your finger or a dot or anything on a piece of paper and you bring it slowly close in between your eyes to your nose. As you get closer to your nose, eventually your eyes are going to go bonkers and it's going to split and you're going to see two dots. And that needs to happen right off the tip of your nose within an inch or so. If you have a head injury or any kind of concussion, that object splits farther out, 6 inches, maybe even a foot out. So that's the way he self-tests himself to see if he had a concussion after he did have a very severe concussion last summer.
Pretty clever.
Yeah.
Good. Maybe we can learn something from that. Did you see the story about the woman who crashed her car into an eatery up in Winslow, Maine? As a woman was trying to pull out of a handicapped parking space, she crashed her car into a restaurant. 12 people taken to hospitals. She's 87 years old. She couldn't see to the street. But she was parked in a handicapped slot. So there's usually a little more room around him one way or another. But you have to wonder. And she was injured herself. She had a head injury when, you know, she hit the accelerator instead of the brake. And when she got scared, you know, this is not the exact same thing as happened to Dale, but she got scared. And so she hit the thing and crashed her head into the steering wheel.
Yeah, well, I was going to make a joke about fast food and drive-thrus, but I guess I shouldn't do that.
No, maybe not. All right, so... Yes. Victoria, what's going on at the NCAA?
Well, there's a lot of controversy with the University of Richmond. 5 of their top baseball players have been suspended from eligible play because they took part in fantasy football.
Yeah.
This seems kind of crazy, but this is a very strict rule, and the NCAA has been... lax on, well, you could accuse them of being lax on other things like sexual assault and things like that. However, if you play fantasy football, they are on top of you. So,
that's very important. Having sexual relations with women without their consent is not a big deal, but playing, sounds like a lot
of, you know, they consider it gambling. Is that the issue?
They do. They said if you involved in any kind of sports wagering, amateur or professional athletics, if you use a bookmaker, a parlay card, any other method of organized gambling, then you are no longer eligible for the upcoming season. So this is a big problem, and especially since they're baseball players and they were playing fantasy football, it wasn't even their own sport. So
that's because nobody plays fantasy baseball. It's so annoying.
It's probably really complicated.
Wow, what makes it? Why is it annoying?
Because you have how many baseball games are there a season?
Mm-hmm. 162 times however many teams there are.
Okay, so it's 162 games that you have to set a lineup for. I mean, it's like you have to manage a team for 162 games. With football, it's one game a week for, 13 weeks unless you go to the postseason. So, it's just so much more manageable to deal with one game a week as opposed to, five games a week. Ugh, so annoying.
I mean, they're not even allowed to do, dorm pools, you know? If everyone wants to do a bracket and throw in $5 or whatever, they can't even do that.
So, speaking of sports, how many people have seen pictures of the Vikings' new glass football stadium in Minneapolis?
I have not. They say Vikings who throw stones.
Really?
Shouldn't live in glass football.
Somebody said it looked like it was out of the Alfred Hitchcock movie, The Birds, because the birds are crashing into it all over the place, flying into the glass on the side of it, and the dead birds around the stadium all day, every day.
Ew.
The new football
stadium. I mean, it looks cool, except for the dead birds everywhere.
except for the death and carnage. It looks great.
Right.
Wow. All right, let's make ourselves healthy and happy. This is nitrate time. Nitrates come from nitric oxide. Nitrates come from nitric oxide that comes from beets. Beets come out of the ground, super beets, using only non-GMO beets. They grow them on their own farms. They harvest them. They cook them. Then they dry them and they powder them and they put them in a canister. And in each canister, you get about a 1 month supply of sheer delight. Start your day every day by not having a cup of coffee, but by drinking super beets every single day. This superfood powder, mix it with some water or a smoothie. I actually become quite creative with the fruit I've been putting in my smoothies now. I found this new blueberry smoothie since I've been going to this new workout place. Really very cool. And I put super beets in it. And the woman said, "What's that red stuff?" Because it was blue when she gave it to me. I told her to put this powder in. I said, "What's that?" And I told her.
Don't put the powder in. It goes into water.
Well, actually, though, a lot of people that were standing around this little island where I was said, "What is that stuff and what do you use it for?" So I explained how Super Beets gives you healthy blood flow and will help you work out. And they all thought they're all there to work out, that this would be a benefit. And this is really a great way to demonstrate how well it works on your muscles, your brain.
Doug is a big man at the snack stand.
I am now. I'm a big man at the workout joint. So if you want something that's effective and safe and your body to be enhanced, you want to keep your blood pressure where it's supposed to be, please call 800-655-4183 and get the all-natural way for energy day in and day out. Super Beets. DougLikesBeets.com is a good place to go as well. DougLikesBeets.com or call 800-655-4183. That's 800-655-4183 to get the thrill of your life. When you see how much better your body is going to look after you've been working out, then you take Super Beets to get started. Wow, what a payback. DougLikesBeets.com, good place to start as well.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business, so make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free ReputationDefender.com.
reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Attention, small business owners. Want to save money on your employee health insurance plan? Learn the little-known solution that could save thousands of dollars on your health insurance benefits and save your employees money, too. Call Health Markets for a free consultation, and one of our 3,000 local agents will show you how to make healthcare reform work for you. We'll design customized solutions for your business that can lower healthcare costs for you and your employees. We'll work directly with you to determine your needs. We search thousands of health plans from over 180 health insurance companies nationwide. You'll also find out if tax credits could save you money. Best of all, the service is free of charge. See why Health Markets has enrolled Americans in more than 2 million insurance policies. You don't have to wait for open enrollment to lower your cost. Call now. Find out how much you and your employees could be saving.
Representatives are standing by to assist you. Call 800-930-5137. That's 800-930-5137. 800-930-5137.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Time for that piano player that everybody loves, Hortense the dog. Imagine, wasn't there a movie somewhere, Warren Eckstein, who's the host of The Pet Show, is here to talk about your pets and some pet advice, et cetera, et cetera. Wasn't there a movie where a dog played the piano? I don't remember. I don't think I'm crazy. I may be a little crazy, but I remember seeing a dog play the piano. Like you see dogs driving cars and stuff in ads from time to time. Right? Have you ever seen a dog playing a piano?
I've seen dogs play the piano that have been trained to play the piano, but I've never seen it in the movies.
All right. So how do you train a dog? This sounds like a great question. Warren, how do you train a dog to play the piano? Please.
I think my time's up, Doug.
You want to think about it for a minute? We'll have a couple of swell commercials, and then Warren will tell us how you can train your dog to play the piano and the fiddle and the guitar.
What's the matter, honey? Can't sleep?
Ugh, it's this heartburn. At night, it's the worst.
Heartburn? Again?
Yeah, I'm done with it. I'm going to kick acid with Rolaids.
Rolaids Advanced goes to work instantly for powerful relief of your worst heartburn, bloating, and gas.
Feeling better?
Much better.
That was fast.
Mm-hmm.
Kick acid and gas with Rolaids Advanced.
With your Mayo Clinic Radio Health Minute, I'm Jeff Olson. You waited until after Thanksgiving and Christmas and the big countdown, and now new year, new weight, right?
And I think that's where Americans and all individuals get behind, because they wait.
Dr. John Wall leads Mayo Clinic's National Health Checkup, a survey which recently put obesity just behind cancer as America's top health care concern.
So we have to educate consumers and then give them the tools. What diet do they need? What exercise programs do they need?
Dr. Wald says one easy lesson is to make your weight a weekly, not an annual issue.
you.
There's a scale in my bathroom, and I get on that scale, if not every day, then every other day. At the end of the weekend, if I'm up 2 or 3 pounds from my activities, whatever they may be, that tells me that I've got to ratchet back.
Instead of letting the pounds pile up for a season or even a year, in 2017, don't wait to address your weight.
It's easier to make that pound correction than it is to make that 10-pound correction.
For more information, talk with your doctor or visit mayoclinic.org.
I'm Jay Farner, president of Quicken Loans. Housing values nationwide have risen by more than 6% year over year. Quicken Loans has smart ways to help you take advantage of your home's rising equity. In fact, you could take cash out to consolidate debt. The rate today on a 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 4.18%, APR 4.35%. Call 800-QUICKEN today or go to quickenloans.com. That's 800-QUICKEN.
Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLSconsumeraccess.org, number 3030.
All right, 56 past the hour. Warren Eckstein, host of The Pet Show, and one of my great friends on the radio is here to discuss some of the issues that are confronting pet owners. One of them, this late report that dogs are being hurt so that owners can bring them to the vet. The vet gives them drugs for the owners to take. How sick is that?
You know, it's amazing, Doug. What happens is someone has a dog, whatever type of dog it may be, or cat, and they take it to the vet, maybe for a legitimate reason. Maybe the dog has a sprained leg or whatever. The vet will give it pain medicine. What they'll do, though, is they'll take the dog back home, and some of these morons will actually cut the dog, kick the dog, beat the dog, take it back to the veterinarian so that they can get more pain pills. And what they do is they go to multiple veterinarians. In other words, if there's 5 veterinarians in their town, they'll go to one vet, they'll get pills from one vet, they'll do something to the dog so it needs more pain pills, or go to another vet. I cannot understand the mentality of anyone that can abuse an animal. It just doesn't make sense to me.
Yeah. And it speaks volumes to the opioid addiction problem that we have in this country. It's just it's so horrible.
It speaks to the problem that people have with controlling their temper and their anger and, you know, all of those sorts of things. It's just inexcusable. There are harder things you can say, but not on the radio.
Yeah.
All right, here's a report by the Conference Board predicting that dog walkers will be more in demand than elementary school teachers in the next 10 years, presumably because millennials are more interested in having dogs than they are having children. The pet market has been transformed by humanizing of pets, said the MarketResearch.com researcher in a report that showed up in the New York Times yesterday. So what do you say to that?
Let me debate that a little bit, okay? First of all, the reason there's going to be more dogs and people are going to have more dogs is because so many people in my age category might have already raised their children, and their second generation of children has 4 and 4 legs. So that's one of the reasons, that plus the fact they have an incredible disposable income. Now, the millennials, it's a whole different ballgame. They might be postponing childbearing years. However, I don't see it. I don't see that many millennials that are single or married getting a dog right off the bat. They're too busy working. And so the dog is later on. I think it's the seniors that are getting the dogs.
The dogs, and well, maybe. Yeah, I think that would be a place. But there's a lot of children getting dogs, too, I think. You see that happening a great deal. All right, so Warren Eckstein from The Pet Show. Check out HugsAndKisses.com, his fabulous brand of minerals.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
Lifetime Grazed 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com, or find us on Facebook.